Good day. I'm Mary Agnes Carey, and this is Health on the Hill. Washington is gearing up for a busy fall where a bipartisan congressional panel will debate ways to cut federal spending, including possible changes to Medicare and Medicaid. Joining us to discuss those upcoming deliberations is former Senator John Danforth, a Missouri Republican who co-chaired the Bipartisan Commission on Entitlement and Tax Reform in the mid-1990s. He is now a partner in the St. Louis office of the law firm Bryan Cave. Thanks so much for joining us, Senator Danforth.
Thank you.
Your panel debated a variety of ways to reduce spending on federal programs like Medicare, but didn't reach agreement on a set of recommendations. Why?
Well, we put out a preliminary report, which was virtually unanimously endorsed, and we had great four-color charts showing that Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security were in dismal shape. This was back in 1994. So there was near unanimous agreement about the problem, but when it came down to making recommendations, we couldn't get more than about six people out of 30-some-odd to agree to anything. And the reason is that even when there is recognition of the problem, the solutions are so controversial and so politically difficult that at that time, it was impossible to do anything about them.
What do you make of the fact that some of the ideas your commission discussed, such as increasing the Medicare eligibility age or adding a copayment for home health or laboratory services, are still being discussed today?
Nothing has been done. Nothing real has been done about Medicare, Medicaid, generally the cost of health care. The legislation that was passed a year or so ago did not really deal effectively with the cost of health care. It was simply creating more benefits. And it's harder to solve this problem, and it's harder to figure out how to save money than it is to create programs and spend money politically. I mean, politically, the idea that there's a free lunch has enormous appeal.
Well, you've worked very well with your co-chairman, Senator Bob Kerrey, who's a Nebraska Democrat. So from that experience, what needs to happen to get the super committee to work cooperatively?
Well, I'll be very pleasantly surprised if they do, because, I mean, the problem is the cost of health care. That is the largest single part of this problem. And it's the one that continues to grow faster than the economy. So it's going to get worse and worse with the passage of time. And our history is to add more benefits, the prescription drug benefit of a few years ago, then the new Obamacare, and not pay for these things. And it's difficult to pay for them. I think that there is broad recognition of the sorts of things that would have to be done, but I don't see the political will to do it.
Do you think that Republicans will have to agree to accept some revenue increases?
That's going to be very hard for them, but in my mind, the future of our economy as a country is going to be determined by getting this debt thing under control. And the heart of that is the entitlement programs. Roughly two-thirds of what we spend are transfer payments, which are government checks to or on behalf of individuals. And then when you add government salaries, you're up to 79% of government spending. So very little is in what you could call investment or capital improvements. It's all just getting the money out the door.
But let's go back to your negotiations, though, on your commission. When you look back over those deliberations, what were some of the most heated moments of negotiations and why? And what, if anything, about those negotiations could have changed the outcome that might be instructive to this new super committee?
We never came close to coming up with proposals, and all we were was an advisory committee. Maybe the fact that they've got this trigger in this plan, maybe that will help them along. But on the other hand, when the announcement is made by the co-chair of the committee that Medicare in its present form is untouchable, that I don't see how they're going to do it.
So you sound fairly pessimistic that you think they'll be able to reach an accord.
Yes, I am pessimistic. I hope that I'm wrong on that. I think that this whole issue is going to be one that has to be decided by the American people, the whole issue of the debt. And my hope is that in the presidential campaign, the issue will be presented so clearly that the election amounts to a referendum on the basic question of how much government are we willing to pay for. And right at the heart of that is, what do we do about the cost of health care? And if the answer is we're going to do nothing, we're just going to continue to just, you know, each year, those of us, particularly those of us over 65, we're going to get ours and forget about the future, then we will have at least set a course. It's our responsibility. But I believe that if you put it to the American people that this situation is really bad for the country, I think the American people would decide it, and would decide it in the responsible way.
Thanks so much for joining us, Senator John Danforth. We appreciate it.
Thank you.